My Life Today, August 13. Work for Prominent Men and Women. Walking where Jesus walked. While he spake unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler, and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose, and followed him, and so did his disciples. He, Christ, worked for all who would hear his word. Not only the publican and the outcasts, but the rich and cultivated Pharisee, the Jewish nobleman, the centurion, and the Roman ruler. This is the kind of work I have ever seen should be done. The higher classes have been strangely neglected. In the higher walks of life will be found many who will respond to the truth because it is consistent, because it bears the stamp of the high character of the gospel. Not a few of the men of ability, thus won to the cause, will enter energetically into the Lord's work. Rulers and statesmen, men who occupy positions of trust and authority, thinking men and women of all classes, have their attention fixed upon the events taking place about us. They are watching the strained, restless relations that exist among the nations. They observe the intensity that is taking possession of every earthly element, and they recognize that something great and decisive is about to take place, that the world is on the verge of a stupendous crisis. We are not to forget the lawyers, ministers, senators, and judges, many of whom are slaves to intemperate habits. We are to leave no effort untried to show them that their souls are worth saving, that eternal life is worth striving for. The greatest men of the earth are not beyond the power of a wonder-working God. When converted to Christ, many will become agencies in the hand of God to work for others of their own class. Only eternity will reveal what has been accomplished by this kind of ministry, how many souls sick with doubt and tired of worldliness and unrest have been brought to the great Restorer.